In this bulletin, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson imposes sanctions on Russian banks and wealthy individuals. Hong Kong orders all of its residents to be tested for COVID-19. And in AFL, Liam Ryan, the subject of another online racist attack. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. A senior British cabinet minister says the government of the United Kingdom believes the invasion of Ukraine has begun. Health Secretary Sajid Javid says Europe is waking up to a very dark day. He describes President Vladimir Putin's decision to deploy Russian troops as peacekeepers to separatist areas of eastern Ukraine as an attack on Ukrainian sovereignty.
From the reports, I think we can already tell that he's sent in tanks and troops. So I think from that you can conclude that the invasion of Ukraine has begun.
And the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the UK will begin imposing sanctions on Russia. Mr. Johnson says it's the first step in what the UK is prepared to do.
We will not give up. We will continue to seek a diplomatic solution until the last possible moment. But we have to face the possibility that none of our messages has been heeded and that Putin is implacably determined to go further in subjugating and tormenting Ukraine.
The Weather Bureau has issued a flood warning for the Wyong River and the Tugra Lake at Long Jetty in New South Wales. Rainfall over the past 24 hours has caused river level rises along the tributaries and may cause minor flooding overnight. Hong Kong has ordered all of its 7.5 million citizens to be tested for COVID-19 as the city pursues mainland China's zero COVID strategy. The Omicron variant has overwhelmed Hong Kong's hospitals and testing centres in recent weeks. Chief Executive Carrie Lam says residents will have to undergo three rounds of tests from the middle of next month. Colombian pro-choice activists are rejoicing after the country legalised abortion until the 24th week of pregnancy. The outcome falls short of their demand for complete decriminalisation, but the pro-choice activists still celebrated the ruling in a country where the majority of the population identify as Catholic and abortion is a controversial issue.
We've been waiting a long time for the court's decision. Finally, after more than 15 days, the court ended up deciding. It's perhaps not as much of an achievement as we'd have liked or dreamed of, because we dreamed of it being fully decriminalised. That was our objective. But we celebrated it anyway, because we made some progress.
Brisbane's Lord Mayor Adrian Triner is calling for a referendum on daylight saving time, saying anyone who moved to the state in the last 30 years hasn't had a say on adjusting time zones. Queensland voted permanently against introducing daylight saving time in 1992 after a three-year trial. To sport, and the West Coast Eagles have condemned an online racist attack against forward Liam Ryan, which this time targeted his young children. The vile slur was a response to a Seven AFL tweet where Ryan's two-year-old sons were pictured during an AFL women's clash on the weekend. The club says they stand with Ryan and all Indigenous players against what they call divisive and reprehensible behaviour. Ryan has been the subject of a number of racist attacks since his debut in 2018, including two in 2019, which also prompted a powerful stance against racism from the West Coast Eagles. Well, now today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 35 degrees. Adelaide, sunny and 32. Melbourne, humid and mostly sunny, 32 degrees. Should be mostly sunny in Hobart, 28. Canberra, a possible shower, 26. Wollongong, showers and 25. Sydney, showers, 28. Shower or two in Newcastle, 28 degrees. Brisbane, showers and 29. Cairns, a shower or two, 32. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, top of 31. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.